You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, Statistics New Zealand released data which showed healthy fruit and vegetables increased in price by 18% in March of 2022, the highest increase in a decade. Health Coalition Aotearoa says New Zealand is caught in a tailspin of rising food prices until the supermarket duopoly is broken up to stop excessive profits dictating who can afford healthy food. I spoke to Lisa Timoringa, Associate Professor in Nutrition and Māori Health at Massey University, as well as the Acting Chair for Health Coalition Aotearoa on the matter. Could you tell me a bit about the data that Statistics New Zealand did release, which did show a bit of information surrounding healthy fruit and vegetables and how they've increased in price?
Statistics New Zealand released some data yesterday that shows that the cost of healthy fruits and vegetables have increased by 18% in March 2022. So that's the highest increase that we've seen in a decade. And this means that many New Zealanders are going to struggle to be able to afford a healthy diet in the over the winter, unless something is done really urgently to address this terrible increase in costs.
You've mentioned that this that the government intervened with the price of fuel when it obviously reached an all-time high. Is this in the same ballpark as that issue? You know, a lot of people can't afford healthier foods.
Yeah. Well, you may have heard just last month there was a Commerce Commission review that came out looking at what supermarkets are doing in the food space. And what it found is that we have this really uncompetitive setup where we've got two major food supermarket chains in New Zealand that control both wholesaling and the sales of foods in our supermarkets, and they're making huge profits. So, you know, the government has signalled that they want to do something to address this uncompetitiveness, which will, hopefully, if they do the right things, bring the cost of food down or at least make it more affordable for New Zealanders. But that is going to take some time. And, you know, with that huge increase right now, it means that people today can't afford food. So we don't have time to wait around until a new supermarket player comes into New Zealand. I think I've heard that Costco has bought some land. So we, you know, we may see some prices coming down in the future, but we need action right now. And so I think what the government has been able to do with, you know, taking the tax off or reducing the tax on fuel prices to bring the cost of fuel down, they could do right now for food as well. You know, maybe they could they take the GST off food or at least healthy food for a short period of time until we get a new normal in our supermarket space. I mean, of course, I'd like to see GST taken off food altogether, or at least healthy food. Yeah, because, you know, we need food. It's one thing. Everyone eats, spends kind of the same amount of food. You know, wealthier people maybe buy better quality food, but we all have to buy food. So it's really a regressive tax, at least that tax on food. Yeah. So I do think we have the power. Our government has the power to take action. They've shown they're prepared to take meaningful action that helps New Zealanders that need help. Mm. So we'd love to see them do something right now in this space to make food just a bit more affordable.
The duopoly, the supermarket duopoly, sorry, would definitely play into this, correct?
Yep.
Now, exactly how does it play into it? Maybe for just those who aren't too familiar with what's going on with supermarkets at the moment.
Yeah, so we have these two big chains, got Progressive Foods and what's the other one? Anyway, one runs Pack and Save and New World, and the other one runs the Countdown supermarket chains. And so both of those chains, they also control the wholesaling and also all that they control the cost prices of foods that are going into their supermarkets, and they keep that wholesale food away from smaller players. They also purchase land up around their supermarkets and or you know, get covenants put on it so that you can't sell that land on to another supermarket player. So that it's really uncompetitive prices here, and there's only two players, and they're sort of matching their prices in their supermarkets. So we're not, it keeps our prices artificially high, and they seem to be, they would deny it, but they seem to be making maybe up to six times more profit than supermarkets are making in other countries. I think there's a figure suggesting they're making, supermarkets, those two big players, are making about $1 million a day in profit over and above their costs, which, you know, some of that could be going to lower the cost of food for New Zealanders. So the argument is, if we can get another player in, another large supermarket player, that might just force a bit more competition to help to bring the prices down.
I wanted to go into what Māori are dealing with. Now, a lot of whānau are dealing with living in material poverty, possibly right on the edge of it. Now, 20% of Māori children, nearly double the rate of the whole population, are currently living in these circumstances, which means they are more likely to go without healthy food because of the price increase. So what are your thoughts on this, and how do we, fix this in order to kind of honour Te Tiriti or Waitangi?
Yeah. So, you know, we've been talking in the health space about inequities and the unfairness of inequities for as long as I've been working in the health space, which is at least 20 years. And when we talk about inequities, we're talking about the fact that the outcomes for Māori and Pacific children and adults in terms of health, and actually lots of socioeconomic markers, are just not as good as what we're seeing in Pākehā communities. And that we're supposed to be putting in place programs and health promotion and support to reduce that gap, and it's not coming down. So the fact that we still have double the hardship in our Māori and Pacific, you know, children that we see in our Pākehā children, and this hasn't changed, is a breach of the treaty where we should all be having, you know, access to the same opportunities to be successful and healthy in life. So I think to do nothing about this right now is not to honour obligations to the treaty. And you know, some might argue, at least in adults, that we're responsible for our own choices. Of course, I would disagree, but I don't think you can argue that with children. Children don't have any choice in, you know, how much they earn, how much food costs, what they're able to eat. And I think it's the responsibility of society to, you know, support children so that everyone has the same opportunity. And let's just forget about whether or not their parents should be doing better things. I don't really care. We can't have some children just doing really badly in society. You know, they're our future. They're going to be paying our superannuation when we're in the old retirement home looking after us, all that sort of thing. So, you know, even if we don't really care about their outcomes, we should care about, you know, a society that can look after everyone in the future.
Mm. Yeah, and I guess how would that play out? How do, are there any suggestions?
Well, I think, you know, support to reduce these inequities, we really need to address those social determinants of health. So, you know, we've got to do a better job at making sure that housing is affordable, because when people are having to pay so much of their income on rent, there's not much left over for food. And then the only food that you can really afford is the worst food for us. And if we're not having good quality food, then our health is compromised, our well-being, our performance in school. So we need to you know, address affordability of housing and food. And that might mean, you know, continuing to address minimum wages, making sure that they're a living wage, looking at how we can support families in need better with more money, cheaper housing so they can afford food, and of course addressing the cost of food in New Zealand.
That was Lisa T. Moringa, the Associate Professor in Nutrition and Māori Health at Massey University, as well as the Acting Chair for Health Coalition in Aotearoa, speaking on the rising food prices in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.